My guest is architect Detlef Peikert, known as Detty. Been in Santa Barbara a very long time, been involved with a lot of projects, and he is the principal at RRM Design Group. And we were talking about downtown Santa Barbara, although a lot of it really would apply to downtown anywhere, USA. And two other topics to touch on is far out, FAR, floor area ratio. I remember that coming on up on the Mesa several years ago because people were buying like 1,200-1,500 square foot homes and putting a 4,000 square foot house on it. They called it the mansionization. And so what's going on with that now in terms of downtown Santa Barbara?
Yeah, floor area ratio, first of all, what does it mean? It's a ratio of the area of a property, of a site, against the area of a building, the floor area of a building. So it's a floor area ratio. So for example, if you have a 10,000 square foot lot and you had a floor area ratio, an FAR of 1, then you would be allowed to build a 10,000 square foot building on that 10,000 square foot lot. So it could be a one-story building, or it could be a two-story building that only uses half of the lot and maybe retains the other half for open parking or some other uses. So that's kind of the idea behind it. And so what the city is doing is they're implementing a new strategy to basically control the size of buildings. You know, how big a building is going to be acceptable to the community. But at the same time, also in our commercial areas, incentivize developers to build housing. Because as I mentioned, one of the things that came out of the charrette is that we really need to get housing downtown for long-term vitality and stability and sustainability. The idea of the FAR is to determine what should the FARs be so that we still can kind of predict what the size of buildings is going to be make those building sizes something that's acceptable to the community and kind of retains the overall charm character of Santa Barbara. So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the ratio, in my mind, and you said a 10,000 square foot parcel, and I thought you were going to give an example to say that, you know, it was half, so you could build a 5,000 square foot structure.
Two-story structure.
Well, that was my question, because I always thought floor area ratio was referring to not necessarily the square footage of the improvement, the structure, compared to the size of the parcel, but the amount of open space that would still be allowed. So in other words, if you had a 10,000 square foot parcel and you could build, do you know what I'm saying? I thought like if you can build an 8,000 square foot structure, that meant that you must have 2,000 square feet of open space. Is the open space connected at all, or is it because if you built a 10,000 square foot structure and it was two story, well, then it's only 5,000 square feet per story, so then you have 5,000 square feet of open space.
That's correct. So, here's the thing. There are many other regulations that will determine how much open space, a particular project has, what the setbacks might be, et cetera, what setbacks are required. Now, in the commercial zone districts, we don't actually have a setback requirement with the exception of a variable 5-foot front yard setback. So, theoretically in a commercial zone, you can build property line to property line, right? But for a lot of different reasons, that may not be practical, because if you want to build housing, well, you've got to have light and air, you have to have windows, et cetera. So you're going to have setbacks from the property line. You're going to be required to provide some open space. Some of it could be on the ground, but some of it could be on a roof deck or, upper level patios, that type of thing.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different ways that, a building can be developed. So you might need parking, for example, on the ground level.
And so, yeah, well, that's an idea. So basically the open space is different from FAR, yeah. Floor area ratio. It's a separate conversation?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're my guest, Dedi Peikert, local architect. We just got a couple of minutes left, Dedi. The objective design standards that you mentioned.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit because I think it's really important. You've probably heard how the state legislature has been passing many laws to get housing built, because we've got this incredible housing shortage in the state of California that affects communities all over the state. We have a shortage of about 1.5 million housing units. And so the state has really been doubling down on trying to figure out, well, what is the problem? Why aren't we getting the housing built? And a lot of it has to do with the discretionary approval process that we subject developers to, many of the decisions are very subjective, just depends on how you feel, whether you had a good lunch or whether you have your own agenda about,
or whether the developer bought you lunch.
Yeah, right. That could be the other side of it. But the fact is that we haven't been building the housing. That's very difficult, very expensive to get projects approved in California, and particularly in a community like Santa Barbara, where we care so much about design and the quality of our aesthetic environment. So objective design standards are something that the state is referring to and requiring more and more, and they've got put out grant money to help communities come up with these. The idea behind it is to objectify, take the subjective personal opinions out of the development approval process, and basically have a process where if a developer follows the objective design standards and requirements, objective development standards, then the approval process should be much more straightforward. And we can start to get some of this housing that we need so desperately built more efficiently and in a more timely manner. So the city already created some objective design standards that are applicable, particularly for our Pueblo Viejo district, El Pueblo Viejo district downtown. But now they're embarking on a process to generate objective standards for the whole city and other neighborhoods, et cetera. So I think it'll be a really important development for making it easier and more straightforward and less risky for developers to propose housing and get the housing that we need built.
Well, good recap. My guest today has been Detlef Peikert, known as Dedi Peikert, and he's the principal RRM Design Group. You could visit AIASB.com. We think it's .com, might be .org.
It is .com.
It is .com. Good, 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 good. And yeah. Thankfully for you, we're out of time. I don't get to ask you about the underpass restoration in Santa Barbara.
Thank you for that.
You were not involved with anyway, but I was just going to go off on that. And I'll leave you with this Big Brother Bob Braitman's little quip about how do you make an environmentalist? You have them close escrow on their house. And the joke is now that someone owns a house, they don't want the density and they don't want anybody else. So that's Big Brother Bob Braitman. Dedi Peikert, thank you so much for your time. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a good week. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.